spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, it's Tuesday, which means I'm joined by Rob Regish to perform the Blueprint Power Hour. Later in the show, we'll be talking to Dr. Iwa Jankowska about the relationship between andropause, low testosterone levels in men of all ages, and heart failure, and more. There is a emerging group of scientists and doctors out there that are decrying the current use of testosterone replacement, saying that it's useless, ineffective, and maybe even dangerous to the heart. We're going to learn more about that later in the show. But first, we're joined by Rob Regish. How are you, Rob?
Doing well. Just back from the beach for the first time in about 4 years.
And Rob, the reason you went to the beach was to test canthaxanthin, right?
Yeah. You know, and I'll preface this by saying that I am naturally white as a gallon of milk. And I've been taking just two caps of canthaxanthin, one in the morning and one in the evening, for about a month. 8 hours of brilliant sunshine. I did not burn. I did not peel. And people are questioning my ethnicity.
Really?
And the ironic thing is, you know, I went with my girlfriend, who's 100% Italian, and she burned.
And you didn't.
And I didn't. And everybody's slathering on sunscreen around me.
And what are you? Are you of Scottish or English descent?
Polish.
Okay, Regish. I thought Regish was Scottish. Yeah. So, okay. Now let's let the audience in on something else. To truly do a fair analysis of canthaxanthin, because you know, in all real studies, they have a control group, and then they have a test group. So what Rob and I decided was the control group would be the skin on his body that's never seen sun. And the test group would be the skin on his body that has seen sun. So Rob laid out on a non-nude beach, completely naked, and in fact did not burn on his private parts. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, sure. I actually pitched that idea to my girlfriend. I said, you can be the control group. No clothes for you.
Rob also conjoined two research papers. One is sprinting barefoot on the beach as the PD was chasing him along the beach because he was naked on a beach he was not supposed to be. So he did not burn, and he got his sprints in at the same time. So there you go. All right, look, we have a lot of great questions. I'm going to forestall the chit-chat here and go right to the first question from John Tatum. I keep reading about curcumin and all the good stuff it does. I'm taking turmeric right now, but not really feeling anything. I'm taking 10 caps a day, two with every meal. I've seen all kinds of fancy formulas claiming to be better, but I'm not looking to drop a lot of money. The appeal for me is that it's cheap and it seems to be backed by lots of studies. My question is, how come I'm not seeing any results? What do you expect to see?
Well, you know, we've discussed the merits of curcumin many times before, and suffice it to say, it's one of those supplements you should consider using daily. It's just that good. However, it isn't as simple as it seems, because there are several bugs that need to be worked out, starting with turmeric itself. Trying to get your curcumin from turmeric is usually mistake number one for most people. Although it's a lot easier to find, turmeric contains just 2% curcumin by weight.
But is that true of the C3 version of curcumin, the standardized version?
No. The Sabinsa's, I think, C3 is standardized for 3 curcumoids. So, you know, there is, it's not turmeric.
Right.
Straight curcumin.
Right.
So the bioavailability is the other issue, which leads me to some simple rules when using it. Rule number one, you want to look for curcumin, which is the active ingredient, not the parent compound, turmeric.
Right.
In rule number two, if you're going to use curcumin, oral, take it with Bioperin or a black pepper extract.
Bingo.
You know, the reason being is black pepper is an inhibitor of glucuronidation enzymes in both the intestines and the liver. Consequently, bioavailability increases 20-fold, 2,000% above baseline in a human study when 20 milligrams of it is paired with 2 grams of curcumin. Now, you can also complex it with phospholipids. That's another possibility. In an unpublished trial, combining curcumin with phospholipids, usually phosphatidylcholine, can increase absorption 5-fold. Unlike the studies, though, looking at black pepper, those were rat studies, published by the manufacturer. So, you know, just take that for what it's worth. If you don't want to scratch around for black pepper or pay through the nose for high-end phospholipids, my preferred route of administration is transdermal. It's an excellent solution that addresses the bioavailability concerns with curcumin. So here's the recipe. The Black & Decker homebrew. Materials needed. 6 grams of curcumin powder, 91% isopropyl alcohol or preferably Everclear, 2 ounces of DMSO or D-limonene, an empty 32-ounce bottle of isopropyl alcohol. The ones from Walmart are particularly good, and I'll explain why in a bit. A funnel, some coffee filters, and a measuring cup. So here's the recipe. You pour 8 ounces of isopropyl alcohol or Everclear into that measuring cup. You then add 6 grams of curcumin and 2 ounces of either DMSO or D-limonene. If using both, just use 1 ounce of each. Stir it vigorously. Try to get it to go into solution. You want to remove the screw top lid from the 32-ounce bottle of isopropyl alcohol. You want to insert the neck of the funnel into it and place the coffee filter over the funnel. Finally, you carefully pour that solution into the funnel, whereby the filter strains out impurities and bulk materials. What that does is you wind up with a much finer solution of curcumoids and filter out a lot of the crap. Now, curcumin's molecular weight is 368, which in this case makes getting it through the skin doable. Both DMSO and D-limonene and FloGel, as you well know, right, are excellent penetration enhancers, and they'll get curcumin into the bloodstream. It'll also result in a much improved half-life versus oral curcumin, given its slower release profile. It's best to apply it after a hot shower, as doing so will open up your pores, resulting in better absorption. There are 2 downsides to it. DMSO, as you know, smells like garlic, which isn't all bad. It'll keep your local gym wacko away. Every gym has one. It's not pleasant, though. So I favor using D-limonene, which is a constituent of citrus peel. And that has a pleasant orange-like scent, and it conveys anti-inflammatory benefits all its own. The other downside is this. Curcumin is bright orange, and if you're not careful, it'll get all over everything. Care should be taken then to let it dry prior to getting dressed, because it can and will stain your clothes. That's why I like using the isopropyl alcohol bottle, that one from Walmart, with, it's a screw top lid with a pinhole dispenser. So, in other words, when you squirt it, you can do so in a very controlled fashion. It doesn't get all over the place, and you can just put it right in the palm of your hand. Otherwise, I find transdermal curcumin a cost-effective solution, and it works really, really well, especially for injuries. So I hope that helps, John.
Can I throw one thing in here?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. You are right that it's always best to apply transdermals after a shower, but it's not because it opens up the pores.
Okay.
Pores do not absorb anything. They're actually a cul-de-sac with a gland at the end. What taking a shower does is it super hydrates the skin, which causes a phenomenon where the stratum corneum is like floor tiles. They butt up against each other, and it's the outermost layer of the skin. And the purpose of the stratum corneum is to keep anything from getting into the skin. When you superhydrate the body, in a shower, you actually cause the edges to kind of ripple up. You know, think about when you were a kid and your mom left you in the bathtub too long and you started to prune up. Well, this is actually the outer layer of the skin starting to get thicker because it's absorbing water, because the stratum corneum is no longer butt up nicely and causing a waterproof seal, if you will. So
that's a great tip. I've got one more, and that is this. You want to apply it over as wide a surface area on your body as possible. That's referred to as flux in the literature,
right?
And you get more of it in your system. But thank you for bringing that point
up. It doesn't open up the pores. It actually opens up the outer layer of the skin, which is the stratum corneum, so that these agents can get in easier. So there you go. Okay, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we have a question from our Texas superhuman, Jason Leloux. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Blueprint Power Hour brought to you by the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com today and sign up for your free issue of the Blueprint Bulletin today. Don't wait. We'll be right back. Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now. Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a 1-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding. Power Block Dumbbell can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
New from Rob Ragish, author of The Blueprint and SHR's own Blueprint Power Hour, comes The Blueprint Bulletin. Every month, Rob delivers the absolute latest and greatest information right to your inbox. Everything's on the table, including training, diet, supplementation, gray market products, and more. This is a fantastic way to stay one step ahead of your competition and use these secrets to up your game. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com or click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad on superhumanradio.com to get your free introductory issue. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com today.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Vega!
Hey, hey, welcome back.
You know, just like Eminem, some say that I was sent to piss the world off. Read my blog today.
What did you do now?
Well, I present the supposition that while we have obesity occurring simultaneously, while other people in other parts of the world are starving, and I realize this is not realistic to redistribute food, but what I say is, you know, I wonder if the person watching that late night commercial who's overweight or obese when Sally Struthers is saying, please help feed these poor starving children, and they're 300 pounds. I wonder if they ever think, gee, you know, all the excess food I'm eating could actually save another life.
Yeah.
Here's the way. We don't have to grow genetically modified organisms to feed the world. We just have to find a way to get the 168 million people in the United States who, according to the population clock, are adults, and according to the CDC, are obese or overweight, to stop eating their, the share of food that other people should be getting, and then find a way to redistribute it. We don't need genetically modified crops because there's no food shortage. If there was, we'd have skinnier people here in the United States.
So, yeah.
I'm sure I'm going to upset a lot of people. But remember, I'm a card-carrying fatty, former fatty, so I can say these things because I was fat. Okay, Jason Leloup. Now I know why Jason's not around. I actually thought I did something to upset him. I'm going to be working 6 12-hour days for the next couple of months. My question would be, do you have any sort of protocol for one day a week to maintain muscle and hopefully lose fat? I've been working on body weight stuff recently to try and resolve some joint pains that I have been having with heavier weights. I've read Body by Science, and it sounds good, but quite honestly, the guy who wrote and promotes it doesn't look like I'd like to look, if you know what I mean. Isn't his name Rock, his middle name or something like that?
I don't know. I gave a cursory glance at the book.
Isn't it? It's him and a girl that wrote it, right? Him, it's the girl and then Dr. Rock something, and he hardly looks like somebody you'd call Rock. But anyway, I also need a little nutritional guidance with that. I've gained about 20 extra pounds of fat in a misguided attempt to quick bulk, and I haven't recovered from it. The job is 12 hours in the sun wearing long sleeves. That's the best bet on staying hydrated. What's the best bet on hydrated on as electrolytes are concerned? Just drinking water all day seems to dilute electrolytes, but Gatorade hardly seems like a good alternative. Any thoughts on any of this?
Yeah. First, training just one day a week is actually a blessing for some people, not a curse, those being those that are chronically overtrained. Having said that, I'm going to assume you're not overtraining, Jason, so here are my recommendations. First, your move-to-body-weight training is a smart one, especially given your goals include fat loss. And while much has been written about its ability to build functional strength, what's little discussed is body-weight training's effect on the mind, meaning by not artificially depleting yourself with external loads, your appetite naturally decreases. And it really is true. You wind up losing losing fat, given your mind seems to understand that body weight movements are much easier.
You cut unneeded weight, right? You don't cut muscle weight. You cut unneeded weight. So go ahead.
Yeah, and you don't even have to think about it. It really is some experience. So in your case, Jason, as far as the training goes, I would recommend an accumulation intensification training cycle that we discussed last week. Briefly, I'd train as hard and frequently as possible leading up to those 6 12-hour days you'll be working for the next couple of months, because doing so will raise your body's adaptive energies, at which point pulling back on the frequency throttle will be of great benefit to you, meaning you're finally going to give your body the time it needs to play catch-up and grow bigger and stronger. Suffice it to say, I'd recommend that being a full-body session using compound-only movements. The most important advice I can give you is to cut your training volume in half once you get to the intensification phase and vary the rep ranges every 3 weeks. Reps are the variable your body adapts to the quickest, in my opinion, doubly so if you're an advanced trainee. I favor rotating weeks of 7 reps, 5 reps, and then triples, repeating that cycle for no less than 6 weeks, and always, always keep progression in mind every time you repeat 7s, 5s, or 3s. Now, with respect to staying hydrated, you're smart to address this given the circumstances. Here, I would favor water mixed with your own electrolyte powder as a low-cost alternative to purchasing, you know, something like Gatorade. So I'll present 2 options, one with and one without sugar. Version 1, 1 quart of water, 250 milliliters of orange juice, and that's because citrus juices are a natural source of potassium ions. 3 tablespoons of lemon juice, 3/4 of a teaspoon of salt, and then 5 to 10 grams of glycerol monostearate, which I'll get to in a second. Version 2, 2 quarts of water, 1 teaspoon of salt, 1 teaspoon of baking soda, 1/2 teaspoon of salt substitute, i.e. potassium salt, a pack of sugar-free drink flavoring, and then the same 5 to 10 grams of glycerol monostearate. The key here to both these drinks is the glycerol monostearate. Water consumed with glycerol isn't excreted until the extra glycerol is either removed by the kidneys or broken down by the body. So in layman's terms, taking glycerol improves hydration because it pulls water from underneath the skin into your muscles. It retains more water and can serve as a source of energy. And the particular type of glycerol I'm recommending is esterified with stearic acid to form glycerol monostearate. The result is colorless. It's a colorless, odorless powder, which is very sweet, very sweet tasting. And it serves to not only help you stay hydrated, but hydrated in the right places. It imparts a nice cosmetic effect, too, if you're already lean. Frankly, I'm surprised, more people aren't using it. So I hope that helps, Jason.
And, you know, it sounds to me like Jason's working outdoors, right?
Yeah,
he's going to be doing physical labor, and just being up and active for that amount of time, Jason, is going to have a profound effect on you. You're going to lose weight naturally. Body fat. You're going to lose body fat because you're going to be laboring at a very, very slow rate all day long, which digs deep into body fat stores. You know, almost overtraining on that one day and then following some moderate body weight type training and just eating based on your hunger, I predict, is going to cause you to give up body fat really, really fast. In fact, you may come up with a training protocol where people will pay you thousands of dollars to move to Texas, and you just make them work in the fields for 6 weeks at a time. And you not only get them to pay you, but you also profit from whatever they're doing out there. You can have them mowing lawns, painting fences, rustling cattle, all that sort of stuff.
So, and start selling glycerol monostearate.
There you go. There you go. Okay, so let's go on to the next one. The next one comes from Joe Nasrallah. He says, my question for the Blueprint Power Hour this week actually comes from my girlfriend. She is 34 years old and preparing to compete in her first physique competition in November. She has 2 beautiful daughters, but her pregnancies have left her with stretch marks on her abdomen. Recently, someone recommended a supplement by the name of Go2 Cola. Yeah, that's used for a lot of things, by the way. To help reduce the appearance of her stretch marks. I'm wondering if there is any evidence that this supplement can actually help in this regard. Also, is there anything else, supplement or otherwise, that you can recommend that might have efficacious in ridding her of stretch marks or at least reducing their appearance? She would be grateful. Thanks, as always, for answering listener questions. Keep up the fantastic work on SHR and BPPH. There you go.
Well, I don't know about you, but stretch marks are a turn on for me. Those are battle stripes, brother, and she earned them. So
I got them, but I got them from being a fatso. So.
Yeah. Now, having said that, Go2 Cola is rich in chemicals called triterpenoids. And in animal and lab studies, those compounds seem to help heal wounds. For example, there were some studies I looked at that suggested triterpenoids strengthen the skin, boost antioxidants in the wound, and increase blood supply to the area that it's applied to. Now, based on those findings, Go2 Cola has been used topically for minor burns, psoriasis, preventing scars after surgery, and yes, for stretch marks. Having said that, I wouldn't expect any miracles, because I've seen all kinds of creams, lotions, and potions over the years for stretch marks, and none really made them totally disappear. The absolute best solution that I have seen is a French topical product called Thiomax, also known as Thymucase, combined with Ectosterone. Yes, I said Ectosterone. Because, according to an animal study done at the University Medical Center in Göttingen, Germany, topical Ecti not only improved body composition, but also skin quality. But the German researchers were curious to know what effect Ecti would have on the skin. And during menopause, women produce less estradiol, so their skin ages faster. Hormone therapy helps, but estrogenic compounds are carcinogenic, right? They're contraindicated in hormone-sensitive cancers. Ecti is non-hormonal. It certainly isn't estrogenic, thus to their interest. After the researchers mixed Ecti for a period of 12 weeks into the food of these female rats who had their ovaries removed, they noticed their skin became plumper, as measured by the thickness of both the dermis and the epidermis. Their muscle mass also increased and fat mass decreased. That's not all. In 1999, there was a French company that filed a U.S. patent on the topical use of Ecti, claiming that their extract strengthened the water barrier of the skin, increased keratinin differentiation, gave the skin a smoother, softer appearance, and also improved the appearance of hair. That squares up directly with my experience. I don't have a lot of hair, and my stretch marks have long faded, but my fingernails grow ridiculously fast when I'm using, you know, things like Synthogen or Creanabolin. It's a common occurrence among users of high-quality Ecti. So if you ask around, I'm sure you'll find the same. Here's the bottom line. There does exist some evidence that gota cola and certain topicals can help. But if she's going to use one, I would highly recommend that Thiomax Thymucase cream mixed with a bit of Ectosterone. I'm unaware, though, of a commercial preparation if it exists, but it's an easy enough homebrew. Finally, there is one surefire cure for stretch marks and making them less noticeable. Time. Stretch marks fade with time. Beyond that, a self-bronzer or canthaxanthin plus some sunshine will hide them nicely. You know, the best advice I can give, Joe, is to tell her to wear those battle stripes proud. I know women don't like them, but she earned them. But she wants to cover them up.
Yeah, but you know what? Stretch marks, especially on the abdomen, you lose that nice, taut, tight skin. And really, quite often, the only answer to this type of stretching, especially if an individual is obese or was very, very large during pregnancy, and I hate to say this, to truly be rid of it completely is, yeah, you got to go under the knife. Because what happens is the collagen tears apart in the skin, and the skin basically gives up. It can't hold any longer. And these are basically tears that you see, and they even look like tears if you look at them. You know, if you think of them in their shape, they look like tears in fabric, and they are. The fabric of the skin tears, and really, while you may find ways to minimize stretch marks by making them less noticeable, and clearly this can be done. If she's going to compete, she needs to see some sort of a professional makeup artist to discuss what can be done to minimize the stretch marks while she's on stage. But if that's not good enough, she wants them gone. She never wants to see them again when she wakes up in the morning. The only way to do it is to go under the knife.
Yeah, but props to her for doing this fitness competition. And I don't know this, but I have a feeling that she wasn't the type to ever let herself go. You know, so hopefully she doesn't. Hopefully she can do it without the surgery.
But a good makeup artist will help.
Yeah.
Okay, let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Blueprint Power Hour. What happened? Music's not playing. Oh,
four,
there we go.
3, 2, 1.
Can alternate supplements? supplements be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrian C and Altrian ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrian C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrian ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrian cocktail 100% risk-free. Call 888-437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today. Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. You want to tune in to the second half of today's show when Dr. Iwa Jankowska joins us to talk about the effects of testosterone on the heart. It's going to be a really, really important discussion. We're going to clear a lot of misconceptions in this single show today. The next question comes from someone whose name looks remotely familiar to me, Tina Stellato. Where have I heard that name before? Tina Stellato. Anyway.
That would be my girl.
Yes, okay. So she has a question that obviously she didn't feel comfortable asking you in private because you probably browbeat her when she asks you questions.
No.
Okay. You mentioned the term anti-catabolics to me once. What does it mean and how are they used in bodybuilding?
Yeah. She's into training too. But sometimes when I'm throwing terms around like this, she looks at me like I've got two heads. And it's because it's Greek to her, but it brings up an interesting subject. To understand anti-catabolics, you first have to define the term catabolic. In English, catabolism refers to the tearing down or breakdown of tissues. And in the context of bodybuilding, that usually refers to the loss of muscle, most commonly seen in a severe and or prolonged state of dieting and overtraining. The best anti-catabolics are, in fact, anabolics. That's something that Duchenne wrote about many years ago. But when those became a no-no and scheduled in this country, research into anti-catabolics took off. And specifically, it was Dan Duchenne who sparked a lot of interest in the subject. Examples of anti-catabolics include cortisol control agents such as phosphatidylserine, 7-keto-DHEA, and more notably, various amino acid preparations, including branched chain aminos, essential aminos, KIC, which is a leucine metabolite, etc. The amino research in particular looked promising, and what really got the ball rolling were some dazzling French studies done in a hospital setting with OKG, or ornithine alpha-ketoglutarate. I'm sure you remember it.
Yeah.
It was used in burn victims, and it did an amazing job on paper at preserving lean body mass. Today, medical formulations such as Juven are used in hospitals for said purposes. Juven is a combination of arginine, glutamine, and HMB. There may be something else in there, I think, but it's typically given to those with wasting diseases, and it's marginally effective from what I've seen and heard. For all their promise, though, anti-catabolics never really panned out. You'll find dazzling research on many of these amino acids in the literature. But when you take a closer look, most of the studies were administered, right? They were done via injection with some whopper amounts used. So consequently, when bodybuilders attempted to replicate those results in the real world with oral aminos, the results were dismal. So here's the final word. I view anti-catabolics as a rather weak, passive strategy in retaining muscle tissue. The greatest anti-catabolic of all is not overtraining and avoiding prolonged dieting. The best way to limit muscle loss is to match your energy intake for the day to your activity level. Don't overtrain and avoid prolonged periods of calorie restriction, which is to say, zigzag and refeed. So I thought it was interesting. It's unfortunate, you know. One half of muscle gain is limiting muscle loss.
Right, right.
You know, if only there was something that really worked, you know, to the extent that anabolics did on that side of the coin, we would be in business.
Yeah. Okay, let's get real fast right to the next question because we have to move quickly here. Andreas Schremmel, he says, just a short question as I have not found the answer on the Predator Nutrition forums. How to best combine mass prosynthogen with creatine? What is that? Is that the
creatine?
Okay, is that a creatine?
It's creatine with FD and a few other items.
Okay, so which dosing should I choose?
Okay, so for reference sake, creatine was the forerunner to synthogen in many respects. It contains the same full-spectrum rhopompicum carthamoid dextract paired with crealkaline creatine and two glucose disposal agents. As such, it's more suited to substrate storage, meaning carbs stored as glycogen and, of course, creatine as intramuscular phosphagens. The best way to stack the two is as follows. Add just one cap of creatine to your pre-workout dose of synthogen and the other cap at your first solid food sit-down meal, heavy on the carbs, about an hour post-workout. Off days, it's best to take a cap of creatine with your two biggest carb-based meals of the day, ideally breakfast and dinner. Synthogen is going to accelerate your recovery faster than any other product out there. Those are big words, but you can check any board review. You'll see what I'm talking about. By doing so, you're able to perform more result-producing workouts every month, week, or year, and as a result, begins pile up fat. Creatine is best used with synthogen on a lean bulk, given its focus on getting creatine, glycogen, and water into the muscle cell. Now, if your goal is anything less than a bulk, I'd table creatine and save it for a later date, maybe when you come off synthogen. Creatine does contain the largest per cap dose of rhopompicum carthamoids extract I'm aware of. It'll help when coming off synthogen, given, most feel like a freight train hit them when they discontinue it. It just makes economic sense too, which is to say, I'm not a fan of shotgunning supplements. Instead, I favor strategic use. It just makes physiological and financial sense. So I hope that helps, Andreas.
Okay, we're going to take our last commercial break, and when we come back, Rob Regish has, in true Rob Regish form, a new blueprint tip of the day. You're not going to want to miss this one on the merits of persistence. Not perspiration, persistence. Okay, in the meantime, visit superhumanradio.com and click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad today to get your free issue of the Blueprint Bulletin. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
New from Rob Regish, author of The Blueprint and SHR's own Blueprint Power Hour, comes the Blueprint Bulletin. Every month, Rob delivers the absolute latest and greatest information right to your inbox. Everything's on the table, including training, diet, supplementation, gray market products, and more. This is a fantastic way to stay one step ahead of your competition and use these secrets to up your game. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com or click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad on superhumanradio.com to get your free introductory issue. Go to the Blueprint Bulletin.com today.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro anabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top selling products: Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at IronMagLabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein in the world. Not only is it from Amish grass-fed cows inside the United States, but it's the only grass-fed whey in the world that is not heat pasteurized. Don't be fooled by other grass-fed whey products that are low heat pasteurized. Only the patented Chill-Rite process leaves all the natural fractions of whey intact to boost your immune system while building more muscle. And Whey Natural USA is also the lowest price for non-heat pasteurized grass-fed whey protein in the world. Don't waste your time on products that only deliver 15 grams of protein per scoop. Choose the best with 25 grams of protein per scoop. Whey Natural USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today to see why anything less is wasting your money.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a one-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding.
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Yes, Fever. It is just you and I against the solar system. But with this machine,
yes, Rob Regish, it's just you and I against the solar system. Okay.
Feels that way sometimes.
This is actually a topic that is near and dear to my heart, and I think Brooks Kubik and I talked about it as well. The merits of persistence, and here is the Rob Regish slant on it. So go ahead.
Yeah, you know, it is not easy. It's not an easy thing to stay in our sport for the long haul. And while it comes naturally to me, and I never tire of it, for many, it's a struggle. There are many reasons why, but lack of results beyond newbie gains is a big one. So your typical gym rat, then, is male, starts young, and has few responsibilities. The gains come easy at first, and that sparks greater enthusiasm. He eventually begins dabbling in supplements, and, yes, things like creatine and essential amino acids will spur further progress and thus a stronger commitment to physical culture. From here, some will make the jump to the dark side, so to speak, which, of course, lights a fire, and a strong one because of the rapid progress that follows. All of this typically happens during your 20s and early 30s. Then something else happens. Life gets busy real fast. Girlfriends turn into wives. Your 40-hour-a-week job grows to 60 hours a week, and suddenly training needs to take a back seat to other responsibilities. Things like keeping a roof over your head and your family's head, putting food on the table for them, and having multiple mouths to feed are awesome responsibilities.
And
unless
it's just unfair. No, I'm like it.
Right. Take care of number one. No, I'm just kidding. Now, unless you're providing those things via a pro contract, and you can count the number of guys that do that on one hand, your commitment to physical culture usually winds up compromised. There are a lot of dropouts. I don't know if anyone knows the real figure, but just looking around, it would seem most eventually quit, or at least a high percentage of them. I'm here to tell you, don't do it. Even if you're not gaining, you should be training. Every set, every rep, and every visit to that gym builds not just your body, but your inner strength. And the blood, sweat, and sacrifice are worth it. Every last drop. And if you don't believe that, consider the alternative. You likely work with, quote-unquote, that guy who, back in the day, played football, tells stories of bench pressing 600 pounds, but today looks like he hangs out with the Keebler elves. And that's a shame in my book, and it needs to be avoided at all costs. There's nothing worse than seeing a former athlete who had the gift of health and gave it away. Injuries, demands on your time, etc., are no excuse. If you want to find the time, you will. If you have an injury to train around, there's always a way. Excuses don't cut it. Hustle and a can-do attitude do. You look at Jason Leloup, right, from today's show, his question. Here's a guy with a family who's been forced to work 6 12-hour days for months on end. Yet, he's determined to find a way, and I guarantee you he will. Compare that to your, you know, typical donut eater that's given up. Big difference.
Yeah.
Big difference, not just visually, but in character and strength of mind, which brings me to persistence. It's been said that a big part of winning in life is just showing up, and in my opinion, that's largely true. Wade Johnson, the strongest man I know, is famous for saying the only bad workout is a missed workout, and he's changed my opinion on that particular topic, and I now share that same view. So you no longer grow like a weed. So what? Being persistent has lots of upside. And among those are avoiding obesity, as you say, acquired diabetes, high blood pressure, right, and a host of other maladies the couch is going to saddle you with. No, it's not easy, but as the old saying goes, nothing worth it is. You have kids? Beyond being a role model in other areas of life, how does it reflect on them if you're built like a teepee? You know, they'll see that and think it's perfectly fine to, quote-unquote, let yourself go. I'm here to tell you again, it isn't. Yes, it's true. What's on the inside matters the most. But there's a physical manifestation on the outside of what's going on inside your body and your brain and your mind. People who eat junk food and skip the hustle wind up looking like a melted candle. That's right. That's no way to go through life. And it's just my two cents. There's a wonderful verse in a wonderful book I like to revisit from time to time. And it goes like this. Keep on asking and it will be given. Keep on seeking and you will find. Keep on knocking and the door will be opened. For everyone asking receives, and everyone seeking finds, and to everyone knocking, the door will be opened. The lesson, be persistent in your training and keep the faith.
You know, this is actually something that I have just recently been pondering as I turn 55 years old and 60 is just around the corner. And I've been actually thinking about this, like, you know, I'm going to keep this up for the rest of my life. And I see a lot of friends who used to train who just don't get to the gym anymore, and they drink more alcohol now, and they're just not taking care of themselves. They're doing cardio. That's what they do now. Well, I've been spending a lot of time rollerblading. I've been spending a lot of time bicycling. I've been spending a lot of time on the elliptical machine. But they just don't want to put themselves through that arduous task of challenging the body with the kind of weight that it takes to revitalize the body.
Yeah.
And what you said a second ago is what keeps me going. And you know what that is? Look at the alternative.
What?
So,
yeah.
What? So I have to, there's days where I just don't feel like heaving the weight, but I do it anyway, right? And,
right.
But look at the alternative. Let my body wither and go quietly into that night. No, I will rail. I will rail and I will continue to rail until I drop dead while I'm railing.
It's all the way to the grave.
Yeah, there's no, you know what? Why should you let your body erode if you don't have to? Because it takes more effort, and there's a lot of people out there who just don't want to put the effort forth. And look at that.
Yeah.
Look at that.
And you know, I do want to make one other point. It's important not to judge a book by its cover. Some of the most wonderful, knowledgeable people I've met in life have never touched a weight. And there's nothing wrong with that. But when it comes down to it, if you start something, finish it. You know, you need to be that type of person, and it doesn't take a lot. Don't let anyone ever tell you, hey, you need to train 3 hours a day every day. You don't have time to do this. That's the biggest bunch of bull I've ever heard. It takes a modicum of training to reap some very important health-related benefits. And, you know, especially if you have children, your children are counting on you to be there. Don't be one of these guys like, who was that actor that dropped dead at 50 or 51?
Yeah, James Gandolfini. We just talked about him. Here's a guy who had access to everything. He could have had the best advice. He didn't. He could have had personal trainers. He probably had his own chef. I mean, instead, look what he did. 51 years old, he drops dead. What a waste of life.
It really is terrible. And the real tragedy is it's 100% preventable. You know, it's not like you are programmed to die early. But poor lifestyle habits will all but guarantee that. And as an added kick in the ass, your quality of life, you know, you're going to feel miserable. If your blood sugar is all over the place, you're going to feel miserable. You're going to look miserable, and misery begets misery. And there are a lot of people that, because they're miserable, want to make other people around them miserable. You know, why do that? That's a terrible, terrible waste of a life.
We've talked about it on the show ad infinitum, and most of us get it, but we do, all of us have those moments of wavering. Life gets in the way, you know, 6 days a week, 12 hours a day. It's like, oh my God, it would be so easy for somebody like Jason Leloup to go, you know what? I just can't do this. I have priorities and I'm sorry. That has to take a back seat. Instead, you have to find ways to keep it in the picture. And if it's just eating differently so that you continue to burn body fat while maintaining the amount of muscle he has already, that in and of itself is a justifiable desire and effort that he can employ
And so, what Jason,
so he can't get into the gym and squat and bench press and all that sort of stuff right now, but he can still do something to keep himself on the track of that goal.
Right. And what Jason Leloup has is what you cannot buy in GNC or anywhere else. They call it heart. And it's what separates the men from the boys and keeps people training for life. And he is demonstrating, he is a real life example of someone who is demonstrating persistence. Conditions are never, you know, they're very infrequently ideal.
Right.
And in the face of difficult circumstances, he is finding a way and is a model, in my opinion, for people that are, you know, hamstrung by similar circumstances.
Yeah. Okay. Last thing I want to talk about real quick, because we have a few minutes to burn before I get Dr. Jankowska on the phone, all the way from Poland, by the way. I started using my glucometer again. If you don't own a glucometer, you're really missing out on an amazing opportunity. We talk about doing blood work, and Life Extension Foundation is going to have a special for my audience, hopefully next week, on a ridiculous price on a vitamin D test and a bottle of vitamin D. So you can stop guessing if the D you're taking is adequate enough. Knowing the pleiotropic benefits of vitamin D, you really need to focus on getting your vitamin D levels proper. Okay, with that being said, another easy test that gives you such great feedback on health, conditioning, longevity is your blood sugar levels. You don't have to be diabetic or pre-diabetic to care about this. You should know about it. You don't drive your car for 10 years without checking the oil. And you should be checking the blood sugar levels of your blood. And it's so easy to do. You can buy a $25 glucometer that comes with 25 or 30 test strips, and another box of test strips is maybe $40 or $50, and start out by checking your fasted blood sugar in the morning and make sure it's in a good range. If you're in the high 80s and starting to touch the 90s, you should be going, whoa, I'm going in the wrong direction. Okay? If you are above the 90s already, touching the 100s, I don't care how much you're training in the gym. You're doing damage to your body. We know that people who have high blood sugar levels sustain the same heart damage, vascular damage, damage to the liver, damage to organ systems, damage to the kidneys, damage to the brain that a full-blown diabetic does. It just comes on slower.
Yeah, and for what it's worth, it'll also tell you if your glucose disposal agent's working. And I discovered that when I wrote the Blueprint 3.0, because part of the diagnostics, objective diagnostics I used was a glucometer. And it's worth its weight in gold, because much like your blood pressure, everyone should know that their blood sugar levels. Everyone.
And you know what?
You can do yourself. Yeah,
and you know what? And some, there's people out there who go, gee, I wonder if this meal causes a spike in insulin. Stop guessing. Eat something. Take your blood sugar level before. Eat something. Take your blood sugar level a half hour later and an hour later. And look at the curve. Did your body deal with it right? Is it staying up there at 160, 180 for the whole hour? Or does it spike and then start coming back down? Don't guess. There's no need to guess at any of this stuff. There's no need to go, gee, I wonder if I'm taking enough vitamin D. Gee, I wonder if this meal, you know, everything affects people differently. Oh, I wonder if rice cakes are okay for me. Don't guess. It may be okay for your buddy, but not for you. Find out. Check your blood sugar.
All right.
Everybody in this audience should own a glucometer. Everybody. Because it's one of the tools to gauge performance, to gauge effects, to gauge health, to gauge everything. And it's so damn cheap. And who knows? Yeah. Lie to your insurance company and tell them you're diabetic and they'll pay for it for free. There you go. What the hell? Why should the diabetics all benefit when we want to use this information for something different? Rob Regish. Always great to have you on the show, brother.
Thank you for having me. Always enjoy it, and looking forward to next week. Thanks so
much. And please go to superhumanradio.com and click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad today and get your free issue of the Blueprint Bulletin. Stay tuned. When we come back, Dr. Jankowska will be joining us all the way from Poland to talk about the real truth about the linkage between heart failure and andropause. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Brothers are amused by other brothers' reps. Brothers, because in the night you feel fright. Because in the night you feel fright. Right. Because in the night you feel fright. Right.
guess you just might wanna do a dance. I guess you just might wanna do it.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Electronic muscle stimulation is state-of-the-art for pain management and muscle recovery. Now from ABC Medical comes the Pain Pod. Pain Pod is a professional strength EMS unit and provides 12 therapeutic modes and 20 intensity settings. It comes with everything you need. Small, convenient, rechargeable, and portable. But make no mistake, Pain Pod delivers commercial-grade strength for immediate pain relief. The Pain Pod normally sells for $349, but for a limited time, the Superhuman Nation can get the Pain Pod for only $200, including shipping. Pain Pod comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Pain Pod banner ad today to learn more.
Get a free jug of BCAA Extended Performance. That's a $26 freebie when you buy Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Intense, the safest, most effective pre-workout alternative to DMAA. Intense is designed to quickly boost focused energy in a great-tasting formula free of aspartame or ACE-K. Only half the caffeine of top-selling concentrated pre-workout formulas on the market. Intense delivers unparalleled mental focus and energy to power your workouts. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Intense banner ad and use coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R.
Wherever you call your battlefield after each training engagement, you must recover. Introducing the most complete all-natural and organic recovery formula, and Nutrition's Basic Training, formulated by a military veteran. Basic Training provides the ammunition your body needs to recover and continue the fight. No fake sugar or flavors, no GMOs, less than 1 milligram of sugar and soy per serving, with complete nutrition no other company provides. Arm yourself with the healthiest recovery formula on the market, the body's ammunition, and Nutrition. Join the nutritional revolution by going to muscleandnutrition.com. That's muscle, AMNUTRITION.com.
Recover!
And Nutrition.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Get everything right, and I want you to. I get everything right. I'm not playing rude. I get everything right. I get up and swing. You make me sing.
Hey, welcome back to Superhuman Radio. There is so much interest in testosterone levels in men, especially older men, and now younger men, because the rate of andropause out there is really rampant in younger individuals as well. And its effect on the heart. The mainstream orthodoxy is coming out now and saying that those of us like myself who are on testosterone replacement therapy are taking chances that it's damaging to the heart. We're going to get a different perspective today as we're joined by Dr. Iwa Jankowska, all the way from Poland. How are you, Dr. Jankowska?
Thank you very much for the invitation. I'm very glad to be interested in the topic. I'm working for years, still now.
You know what? We still have a bad connection here. I don't know if wait a minute. It just got clearer. I don't know if maybe you moved. Are you? You're on a cell phone. I know that. So I want to try to get you. Is there any landline phone that we might be able to call you back on?
Unfortunately, just in the place where there is no online the line phone. So this is the only way to
okay.
talk to me, unfortunately.
Okay. All right, we'll do the best that we can then, that's all. Okay, so first of all, let's talk about this recent study that you published, andropausal syndromes in men with heart failure, correct?
Yes, you're right.
Okay, so explain the design of the study first.
The study which we did, because in the past I used to work in endocrinology department, so I have also endocrinology background, and I did some studies in the past in healthy population. It was a group of more than 400 healthy men in Poland, and I assessed hormone levels and different issues, including andropausal symptoms. And some years later, together with my PhD students, we did the same study. It was observational cohort study in men who had systolic heart failure. And we compared the hormone milieu andropausal symptoms between healthy men and men with heart failure, and try to find out what's going on in the patients I'm currently working and the patients which I'm focusing regarding the new therapies and so on. And we were very surprised to find out that the prevalence of the symptoms was relatively high, especially in younger group.
Wow.
What I have to say is that there is striking observation which relates to most features that we find in men. If you have heart failure, and if you have heart failure when you are younger, the impact of the disease on your health in general, on the other systems and other organs, is much stronger, is much negative than the disease that occurs and in people who are 60 or 70.
Ah.
Is it surprising to you?
Yes. You would think that the younger individual will be more robust and have a better bounce back rate, but it doesn't seem like that.
It doesn't seem like that.
You know what, Dr. Jankowska, yes. we're having a very, you were so clear, but now all of a sudden it's gotten very, very difficult to understand you again. I don't know if it's just the cell phone system or if you are.
I'm not moving. I'm just sitting. And
yeah.
I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, it's the cell phone system. Well, it's okay. So let me ask you some questions, first of all. So
In
these individuals that presented with low androgen levels, what androgens were you looking at? Just testosterone or other androgens as well?
Especially in patients with heart failure.
Let me ask you a question, Dr. Jankowska. I just had a thought. Dr. Jankowska, do you have access to a computer with Skype where you are? I can't even understand what. Well, here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna take an early break, a commercial break. I'm gonna try to call Dr. Jankowska back and see if we have a better connection. So stay tuned. You're listening to Super Human Radio. Sorry for the inconvenience. We'll be right back.
Face.
space is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Could Altrient supplements be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrient C and Altrient ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrient C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrient ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrient cocktail 100% risk-free. Call 888-437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Get a free jug of BCAA Extended Performance. That's a $26 freebie when you buy Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Intense, the safest, most effective pre-workout alternative to DMAA. Intense is designed to quickly boost focused energy in a great-tasting formula free of aspartame or ACE-K. Only half the caffeine of top-selling concentrated pre-workout formulas on the market. Intense delivers unparalleled mental focus and energy to power your workouts. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Intense banner ad and use coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R.
Wherever you call your battlefield, after each training engagement, you must recover. Introducing the most complete all-natural and organic recovery formula and nutrition's basic training, formulated by a military veteran. Basic training provides the ammunition your body needs to recover and continue the fight. No fake sugar or flavors. No GMOs. Less than 1 milligram of sugar and soy per serving, with complete nutrition no other company provides. Arm yourself with the healthiest recovery formula on the market, the body's ammunition and nutrition. Join the nutritional revolution by going to muscleandnutrition.com. That's muscle, AMNUTRITION.com.
Recover!
And nutrition.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
I am so frustrated right now. I swear, I hate cell phones. And I hate when guests have to do interviews from cell phones. But nobody has a damn landline anymore. I tried to get Dr. Jankowski to connect with me via Skype, but the phone line dropped at the same time, and I don't know where she is now. So we are not able to complete this interview today. I'm very, very sorry to say, because this is a really important interview. Unfortunately, I just don't know what else to do. I mean, I could let the music play a little bit longer and then try to get her on the line. Who the hell wants to wait for that? You want to wait for that? All right, hold on a second.
We will.
The technology gods are shining on us. We have Dr. Jankowska back on the line, and she's actually on the phone, and she sounds great. Can you hear me, Dr. Jankowska?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, my goodness.
Can you?
That's so much better. 1,000% better. Okay, so here we go.
Perfect.
Okay, so these were all androgen levels that you looked for, or just testosterone in these individuals?
In general, in our patients, we assess five hormones. First, testosterone, total testosterone. Secondly, free testosterone, which we estimate based on total testosterone, sex hormone binding globulin, and albumin. This is very important because patients with heart failure have severe derangements within these fractions of proteins which binds to testosterone.
Right.
And of course, we also assess the adrenal androgen, the dehydroepiandrosterone sulfate, along with IGF-1, and of course, estradiol. These are hormones that we in general look in our patients because we know that they are important.
Let's segue for a moment to estradiol, just for a moment, because I know that you published a separate study that implicates estradiol as having some linkage to heart failure as well, correct?
Yes, that's right.
And so what did you find in that study? Which individuals tended to have the higher rate of heart failure?
What we found out, we were very surprised because we thought that patients with low estradiol would have poor survival, because there is also a very interesting study from general population showing that men need to have some amount of estrogens in their body to allow the body to work properly, and also for the heart is very important. But we found the U-shaped relationship between estradiol level and survival. I mean, men who have heart failure and have very low, but also those who have very high estradiol, are more likely to die earlier. So this is a very important observation.
Now, I said something to you off the air earlier. I said, that makes perfect sense to me, because men with very low estradiol most likely also have very low androgen or aromatizable androgen levels, because that would be indicative that they are not feeding enough downline conversion through aromatase enzyme to produce enough estradiol. And the men with the highest estradiol level probably also have low androgen levels, because too much of it is aromatizing and negative feedback is causing a drop in androgen levels. Was that an accurate statement, or was I even close?
To some extent, yes. First, our explanation for those who have very low estradiol is that these are not patients who have very low testosterone. These are patients who have very, very tiny amount of fat tissue.
Mm.
As most people know that in men, adipocytes allow to convert testosterone into estradiol, yes?
Right.
So probably there are problems with the conversion. But and what is very also important in this case, there is one paradox regarding epidemiology in heart failure which links to estradiol. Namely, men with heart failure, they die more frequently if they have very low amount of fat tissue, and if they are slightly obese, they have very good survival. Okay?
Because aromatase enzyme occurs in fat cells. So clearly this has a protective...
We think that one explanation may be, yes, that men who have some amount of fat, this fat is metabolically active also, for example, for the production of estradiol and mainly some other molecules which are protective in the context of, you know, insufficient heart or heart failure, yes?
Right. Okay, so getting back to heart failure, you have two good studies, the more recent one, and then you have another one that deficiencies in circulating testosterone and DHEA sulfate and depression in men with systolic chronic heart failure. What effects do the hormones and depression have on this whole picture?
Heart failure is a very disease with very poor survival and very poor quality of life. You know, people are not aware that the survival in the heart failure is similar to patients who have cancer, and people who have heart failure, becoming aware of this, they develop severe depression. And so we think that to some extent, also hormonal milieu may be responsible for that. We have demonstrated that both those who have low testosterone and those who have low DHEAS, they have more severe depressive symptoms. And there are also some very, very small observational studies showing that if you give men who are androgen deficient, if you give them DHEA, for example,
right,
you can improve their mood, and it also may happen in patients with heart failure.
Now there was research that I read many years ago that attempted to implicate during an ischemic event that testosterone causes a greater degree of collateral damage to the heart because it primarily causes the heart to contract harder with more force, and as a result, they indicated that men with higher testosterone levels had a worse outcome from a single ischemic event because there was more damage done to the heart because the heart was pumping harder. Now, this is a very old study. I want to say I read this about 10 years ago. Has there been any research by yourself or your colleagues that discusses testosterone's effects on ischemia, coronary ischemic event?
What I have to say is this very... there are two issues. There are two things that need to be commented regarding your question.
Okay.
First of all, I think, and this is also the opinion of some other friends who work on this issue, that there is optimum level of testosterone in the body, which is the best for the male, also for the female heart, okay?
Okay.
So both deficiency in testosterone can be harmful, but also some higher level of testosterone can be detrimental. And this is, for example, the case in men who take androgens for doping purposes.
Right.
In sport. So
right.
This is very obvious. But we need to remember that testosterone has, for example, anti-inflammatory effects. Testosterone is needed, for example, for the proper functioning of endothelial function, for example. Testosterone is also needed for, it also affects the atherosclerosis process, okay? So we observe that men who are hypogonadal, for example, there are some genetic syndromes, for example, Klinefelter syndrome. These are men who have hypogonadism since they are born, and they develop heart failure early, they die early due to ischemic events. So we also have evidence coming from the life that testosterone, that I'd say optimal, some level of testosterone is needed for the proper functioning of the heart.
Right, and you point out something that's important to be said. Quite often, when... at least in the United States, quite often when testosterone is talked about by the medical orthodoxy, they combine abuse and use. So they will say testosterone is dangerous for the heart, but then they'll cite research where individuals are using supraphysiological levels of testosterone. And we must understand that normal levels of testosterone have a protective mechanism and are important for functionality in general of so many different organ systems. But anytime you have superphysiological levels that the body was not prepared to manage, sure, there are negative effects from it. But that's true of anything in life. If you have too much of a pharmaceutical drug, you can die. That doesn't mean the pharmaceutical drug is bad. So we have to be careful. When we hear some of these messages in the media today, right now there is a big push because testosterone replacement therapy is becoming so popular that now individuals and organizations see an opportunity to popularize their opinion just by being different, just by saying, well, testosterone is bad for you. I just read an article recently in the newspaper And this individual went on and talked about, the headline was, testosterone can be bad for your heart. But the research that he cited was all individuals using anabolic steroids for sports purposes, not for physiological replacement levels.
I fully agree with you. What we should talk about in the context of heart failure and context of physiology, that we should supplement testosterone when it is deficient, yes? And we should use rather natural excess of testosterone, not just anabolic steroids that due to, you know, the transformation using different chemical reactions, they also can be toxic for the body. This is my opinion, and I fully agree with you.
Right. Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take another commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about the role of testosterone or androgens in exercise capacity and its effect on the outcome of heart failure. We're talking with Dr. Iwa Jankowska. We're talking about the benefits of normal levels of testosterone, healthy levels of testosterone on the heart. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Electronic muscle stimulation is state-of-the-art for pain management and muscle recovery. Now from ABC Medical comes the Pain Pod. Pain Pod is a professional strength EMS unit and provides 12 therapeutic modes and 20 intensity settings. It comes with everything you need: small, convenient, rechargeable, and portable. But make no mistake, Pain Pod delivers commercial-grade strength for immediate pain relief. The Pain Pod normally sells for $349, but for a limited time, the Superhuman Nation can get the Pain Pod for only $200, including shipping. Pain Pod comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Pain Pod banner ad today to learn more.
New from Rob Riggish, author of The Blueprint at SHR's own Blueprint Power Hour, comes The Blueprint Bulletin. Every month, Rob delivers the absolute latest and greatest information right to your inbox. Everything's on the table, including training, diet, supplementation, gray market products, and more. This is a fantastic way to stay one step ahead of your competition and use these secrets to up your game. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com or click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad on superhumanradio.com to get your free introductory issue. Go to the blueprintbulletin.com today.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
Jumping higher, left and more, it's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio.
We're talking with Dr. Iwa Jankowska about testosterone levels and their effect on the heart. So, in one study that you were involved with, Dr. Jankowska, you studied the reduction in circulating testosterone and exercise capacity in men with chronic heart failure. I would have to imagine that exercise capacity is indicative of how severe a case and whether or not the individual can rebound from heart failure. Is that true?
Yes. What is very important in heart failure, I'm not sure if people are aware of this, that patients with heart failure, they develop cardiomyopathy, but also at the same time, they develop skeletal myopathy, yes? So we very, very important pathophysiological element of heart failure is impaired functioning and deranged structure of skeletal muscles. And that's why patients develop exercise intolerance. And we do several tests. For example, peak oxygen consumption. We do treadmill tests when we assess how much oxygen the muscles can consume during the standardized exercise. And, for example, this parameter is used for the qualification patients, for example, to heart transplantation, yes?
Right.
So this is a very, very common parameter used by cardiologists in everyday clinical practice. And we know that this is very, very important. So we know that patients who have very, very low peak VO2, peak oxygen consumption, they are in very poor condition, and they have several comorbidities, and they are, unfortunately, more likely to die frequently. That's why they usually should be put, if possible, on the heart transplant list as soon as possible.
So would from the body of research that you've done on the relationship between heart function, recovery from an event, and testosterone or androgen levels in general, do you think that cardiologists should start to look at androgen replacement therapies for their male patients, especially the younger ones, who...
Not only for the male.
Oh, okay. So it was always... I always thought that testosterone in low levels was healthy for women, but in high levels, it could be worse for the heart. So talk about women and the relationship of testosterone then.
There is not much data, but there is one study, and there are some very few data which haven't been published from my friends from it. When they are slightly older, they also have very, very low testosterone level. And When we supplement very low dose of testosterone to these ladies, we can help them. We can improve their heart functioning, and we also can improve exercise capacity. So it's very interesting that you also should look not just estrogens in women, androgens in men, but I think that we should look at androgen-estrogen balance in both genders. This is my opinion, especially in heart failure patients.
Adele Musa, who is listening to the show from Munster, Germany, and is on the show with a special episode, posted a study showing that you are concurring with your opinion of estrogen's relationship to a protective mechanism of the heart. This particular one was a study where they used desflurane, which is a anesthesia that is known to precondition the heart, for an ischemic event, and they thought that the way it worked was by affecting estradiol, and in fact it does, because they use synthetic agents that promote aromatization to protect the heart in this particular study. Again, concurring what your opinion was in that area. Okay, so the research that you have shows that, and I agree with you, we can't look at just one of these hormones by themselves, because they have a synergistic effect and they all play different roles. But looking at men for a moment, right now, the approach to testosterone replacement therapy in the United States, at least, from those who are engaged in the anti-aging and longevity movement, is to restore testosterone levels in older men, and I'm talking about 40 years old and up and older, to restore testosterone levels, not to age-appropriate levels, but to youthful levels. So, for instance,
if I went to get lab work, perhaps my testosterone would be 1,100 nanograms as opposed to 600 or 700, which would maybe be an age-appropriate level. Do you have any opinions on this? Is it reckless to replace levels to higher to youthful levels in older men, or do you think that this is prudent?
This is a very, very difficult question. We are not so radical in our opinion, at least when we approach our patients, because patients with heart failure have very, very low testosterone level. So if we are doing some intervention studies, we are very happy if we are able to increase the levels to the, let's say, age match healthy man. So, and I think if going higher, we are not sure whether, especially in patients with cardiovascular disease, whether it would be safe. But and this is my opinion, and this is, it hasn't been, you know, proven in any big study. So this is very subjective statement.
Right, right.
I would say. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Because again, for myself, I have restored my testosterone levels to probably what they were in my 20s, which is another reason why I think that parents, mm-hmm. the greatest gift you can give your child is at the age of 25 to 30 years old, have all of their blood work done, all their hormone panels, thyroid, androgen levels, estrogen levels, everything, have it all done so they have a time capsule. Because the problem I have is that mm-hmm. these ranges that are predicted by epidemiological research of highs and lows are so broad. And you may be someone who survived very well with very low testosterone levels, or maybe not very low, but for your age, lower than one would expect. And I may be somebody who had very, very high testosterone levels in my 20s. And I think that when we start to look at symptoms of individuals and we go, well, you're in a healthy range, but we don't know that because you may be someone who needs a higher testosterone level to feel better. What do you think about that statement?
I would like to say one thing, that in the course of aging, the androgen levels decline, but you should also be aware that the density of androgen receptors, I would say that the receptors of androgen receptors become more fragile or more sensitive to their agonists, yes, when people getting older. So that's why sometimes we observe higher response, for example, in hemoglobin level or in different parameters during testosterone therapy in older men. So you have to be very cautious.
Well, but that settles when a man is put on testosterone initially. Within the first mm-hmm. within the first year, they usually mm-hmm. see. First of all, one of the things we know about testosterone is in older men, the liver becomes mm-hmm. conservative with how much testosterone it flushes out. So when an older man is given, let's say, 200 milligrams of testosterone cypionate a week versus a young mm-hmm. man, the net result in elevation of testosterone above baseline is much greater. And I remember reading a study that implicated that the liver has fewer receptors to clear testosterone out of the bloodstream in the older man than the younger man. But that could be a result of the body struggling with the yin and yang mm-hmm. of managing some sort of healthy testosterone level. But when a man is on testosterone for, let's say, a year, receptor values change, the landscape of receptors changes, the liver's ability to clear the testosterone changes, because now it goes, oh, I've got plenty of testosterone, I can start operating the way I used to. What would you say to a statement like that?
This may be the case in people who are healthy, but I would say that patients who have some chronic diseases, for example, heart failure, this may look differently, and I have to say that we do not have evidence how it looks like in elderly men. There is not much studies showing the pathways, showing the receptors in the target tissue regarding testosterone, androgen or and estrogens. This is the problem. We are doing such studies, but we don't have data yet. And I'm not sure. I'm quite convinced that men who are getting older or men who are have chronic diseases need not as high doses of testosterone supplementation as younger men. It's my opinion.
Okay. Okay. We're gonna take our last commercial break. When we come back, I'm gonna ask you what you hope doctors, clinicians, take away from your research. We're talking with Dr. Iwa Jankowska about the effects of testosterone on the heart. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
You don't have to be beautiful to turn me on.
Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein in the world. Not only is it from Amish grass-fed cows inside the United States, but it's the only grass-fed whey in the world that is not heat pasteurized. Don't be fooled by other grass-fed whey products that are low heat pasteurized. Only the patented Chill-Rite process leaves all the natural fractions of whey intact to boost your immune system while building more muscle. And Whey Natural USA is also the lowest price for non-heat pasteurized grass-fed whey protein in the world. Don't waste your time on products that only deliver 15 grams of protein per scoop. Choose the best with 25 grams of protein per scoop. Whey Natural USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today to see why anything less is wasting your money.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead. Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a 1-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Iwa Jankowska about the effects of testosterone on the heart. So, Dr. Jankowska, what do you want? There's a lot of interest in testosterone right now from a hormone replacement side, and there are people on both sides of the fence. There are people out there saying that testosterone is fantastic, that men should focus on getting their levels to youthful levels. There are other people on the other side of the fence saying testosterone replacement at an older age is dangerous and reckless, and you should not do it. You should avoid it. What would you like people to take away from your body of research? You have quite a lot of research in this area.
What is very important is that any chronic disease, including heart failure, including chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, diabetes mellitus, if people have such chronic diseases, they are more likely to develop testosterone deficiency. And what is important, there is no very, very strong evidence that testosterone therapy is beneficial, but there are some studies showing that testosterone supplementation may bring some benefits to these patients. Although, again, I have to say that this topic is very controversial and linked not only to the fact that we want to provide testosterone to the body, but first of all, we want to optimize metabolism of different tissues. I would like to say that in recent 20 years, there has been huge development in the treatment of heart failure patients. However, recent trials, many trials have failed because some novel therapeutic approaches appear not to be very sufficient. In spite of several trials or concept which focus on the improvement of metabolism in patients with heart failure. Right. And in this context, testosterone therapy, also I would like to mention something which is maybe very peculiar, but it's very modern at the moment. Iron therapy is getting more and more popular, and more physicians want to consider this as additional therapy in patients with heart failure.
Wait, did you say iron therapy?
Yes, iron deficiency. A lot of patients have, it's very common. You need to be aware that there is one very important feature of heart failure. It is, let's say, suboptimal energy metabolism.
Right.
And this is due to three major facts. One fact is insulin resistance. Another is testosterone deficiency or anabolic deficiencies in general. And the third is iron deficiency, yes? And we know that patients who have these problems, they tissues that which have very high energy demand, like skeletal muscles, like heart, like brain, they are more likely to develop symptoms because for these organs, deficiencies in these three areas are critical for their function.
But I can't even imagine anyone has an iron deficiency today unless they're a vegan. I mean, if you're eating any amount of meat, if you're eating any amount of eggs or animal protein in general, milk, I mean, I gotta believe you're getting enough iron. Is there a propensity for some of these individuals to either, iron is malabsorbed or they're clearing it out of the system faster? Hyperexcretors?
I can let you know one thing. How iron deficiency is common in heart failure patients? How do you think?
I don't know. How common is it?
It's around up to 40% in general. 40%, okay? And people usually link iron deficiency with anemia, but this is not completely true. We see that patients who are not anemic, again, around 30% of men with heart failure are iron deficient.
Wow.
And if we provide them iron, even if they are not anemic, they are getting much, much better.
Wow.
And you see, it's another interesting topic regarding also nutrition, which is getting more and popular, and this is one of the hottest topics regarding therapy in heart failure. This is another area I'm working on that I'm very enthusiastic about that. Sorry for changing topic a bit.
Yeah, no, this is really interesting. I mean, it makes me think about, I know, I just had blood work done. I'm going to pull it up after the show so I can look and see what my ferritin levels were. So no, this is all good stuff. Well, I want to thank you first of all for coming on the show, to talk about this. I think that it's important because there's, obviously this is all emerging science and we're learning about it as we go. I tend to be on the side of the coin that believes that testosterone therapy in older men is a good thing. I have been on testosterone therapy since 2007. And I continue to be disease-free. I am lean. I'm muscular. I am strong. And I feel more youthful. I have to believe that had I not started testosterone therapy in 2007, my outcome would be much different today than it was. Or that it is. I'm sorry. And so I'm one of those people who says, a little testosterone is better than none at all. in the way of therapeutic doses, and I try to promote that stuff. But I'm not ignorant to the fact that in some individuals, because of predispositions or diseases, that testosterone therapy is contraindicated. So I think that's what you have to decide, you know?
Yes, and I would like just to mention that we have to be very cautious because this is a really novel approach, novel therapeutic approach. We don't have evidence yet that we would like to recommend this therapy for heart failure patients. We have some evidence that shows that patients may benefit from testosterone, again, supplementation of therapy. But again, the routes, the doses, and the time of this therapy has not been established yet to be safe. That's why we have to be still very cautious in the field of cardiovascular disease. However, I believe that in the future it will be used more frequently.
Well, just from the exercise capacity standpoint alone for a second,
mm-hmm.
It's well understood that pathological changes in the heart can be turned to physiological changes in the heart through chronic exercise. This has been shown in numerous rat studies. Even things like fibrosis in the heart remodels under chronic exercise. Now, I'm not suggesting that humans swim for 6 hours a day like they do to the poor rats, that they're trying to reverse things like cardiomyopathy and hypertrophy. But it does successfully work. I mean, rats that are receive a clamp to cause both hypertrophy and myopathy, it's completely reversed in as little as 6 weeks of chronic exercise. So I believe that the heart is wanting exercise to repair itself, to remodel itself. But if the individual doesn't have the muscular energy to start out by walking and maybe increase progressively the resistance and the work that they do, the heart can never fix itself. From that standpoint alone, I think that testosterone therapy should be considered, not because of its intrinsic effects on the heart, but the extrinsic effects that it will have on the heart by allowing the individual to exercise again. What would you say to that statement?
I'm in favor of, let's say, recommending patients with heart failure exercise. And I have to say that in recent years, our knowledge, our opinion has changed a lot, because in the past, people were not allowed, for example, to do resistance exercise. And now we know that patients with heart failure, even when they have, let's say, a moderate heart failure, they can do resistance exercises, and this kind of exercise can increase skeletal mass and skeletal strength. And I fully agree that if we would provide balanced diet in these patients, this is one issue important, and maybe kind of anabolic drugs.
Right.
This may be accelerate the beneficial changes in skeletal muscle. I'm saying maybe because we don't have data, but there are some studies, experimental studies, this may be true. However, regarding reversing remodeling, myocardial remodeling, I wouldn't expect too much, because we have to be aware that it has not been shown that the myocardial remodeling can be so easily reversed. This is a huge problem. We would like to do it. A lot of labs in the world work on this field, and without not major success. So
well, but you know what's missing, Dr. Jankowska, and please, I have no I have no accreditation. I have nothing to support my opinion other than just my own reading.
Mm-hmm.
But when the heart becomes deformed through high blood pressure, hemodynamic changes, or ischemic events, we know that there are actually neonatal genes that are switched on that change the shape of the heart.
Mm-hmm.
The problem that what's missing is switching the neonatal genes back on during the reparation process. And this takes a different type of an approach. It takes when they do an aortic clamp to a rat, they cause that kind of back pressure to the heart.
Mm-hmm.
The chronic swimming that they make them do, which is the rats are swimming for their lives at that moment in time. I believe that type of chronic swimming, that type of heroic effort does also switch neonatal genes back on in the opposite direction, as does drug modalities like things like thymosin beta 4 and IGF-1. But the problem is when we look at the type of remodeling of the heart for repair, it is not with the same velocity and gravity as the damage occurred, so we don't get those neonatal genes to switch back on. That's just my opinion from my reading.
I think this is one issue. I think the remodeling is much, much complicated. And what is very important is to consider that a lot of patients, especially patients who are getting older, they reach kind of phase of irreversible remodeling.
Yes.
Where really not much can be done. And I would again say it's not easy, and it's very difficult to translate the experimental data to the humans, believe me. There are many theories that have been shown in rats, and it has not been confirmed in humans. Because you have to be also aware, I'm criticizing a bit, but we have to be aware that the physiology of the rodent heart is completely different from the human heart, okay?
Yes.
We should examine pigs, because pigs are similar to humans regarding the physiology of circulation. But, you know, that's why a lot of people are very, you know, critical regarding studies done only in mice or rats. It's very important.
No. I agree with you. I agree with you. In fact, we talked about this just a week or so ago, that that pig studies would be much more relevant to humans than rats or mice, from a size standpoint, from the fact that a lot of the organs and organ systems of pigs are almost very, very similar to humans. So I agree with you on that one. So, but we need someone to raise a transgenic pig that's as big as a rat, so we can fit a bunch of human cages.
I also have experience in experimental model in you know, adult pigs.
Really?
And I have to say it's very expensive, you know.
Yes.
And again, you know, and one pig when it's getting older, its weight is around 500 kilos, so it's not easy to carry this pig.
Right. Right. No, that's why we need. We need to find a type of pig that's as big as a rat. That's, I said to a doctor on the show just recently, whoever comes up with a pig that's small like a rat, where you can put 100 of them in a lab room instead of on a farm, then we have something to work with pig model studies. But until they get small enough like rats, then no one's going to want to test on pigs. So there you go.
These pigs are getting small because they probably had some changes in the genes related with anabolics. So
yeah, there you go. There you go. Dr. Jankowska, I want to thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you very much. All the best. Thanks a lot.
Take care. All right, so there you have it. There's good news out there about testosterone therapy to kind of balance the bad news. Also want to thank Rob Regish for coming on and performing the Blueprint Power Hour. And we will see you tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thanks for suffering through the technical difficulties. Talk to you later.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.